So you worked on his 1988 campaign?
Yeah, I was a third-year law student at Georgetown, and I met a guy by the name of Lee Atwater, who introduced me to him, to Vice President George H.W. Bush. And I just have to tell you, growing up in my neighborhood, Republicans were, if you would, taboo. And so when I met him, and I just really, really had a deep admiration right from the start, did a lot of research about him, and found out that he was one of the most honorable folks to have served.
And so then can you kind of go through how you ended up working for him and what your experience was like working for him?
Yeah, I started off going door to door in New Hampshire, South Carolina. I actually campaigned with him in New Hampshire. It was a very, very tight race at the time. And then right after that, the election came, and I was supposed to come to Arizona, but then I spoke with the vice president, you know, the then vice president, who he offered me several positions, and I took the one at the office at the United States Office of Personnel Management. And within 2 years out of law school, he appointed me to become general counsel of the office. And then after that, he asked me to come over to the White House, and I served with him at the White House as special assistant to the president, and I handled all the boards and, all the boards and commissions at that time. And but just what an incredible person. I've never met anyone in my entire life who I think exemplifies patriotism, who exemplifies common decency, and who truly had the best interests for future generations. So it was just nothing short of an honor to have served with him and for him.
And do you happen to have any like stories that involve him or any, you know, special memory?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think my most special memory is that the day we were leaving the White House, I brought my family in and I gave him a handwritten letter telling him that history will show that he was one of the best presidents. And there was some major thing going on. I think there was a major international crisis going on. And the next morning when I got to the office, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, I had a huge handwritten note from him saying, thank you for your service, onward and upward for you. And that just showed me that you had someone like the president, who was famous for handwriting. And for him to take the time to appreciate that I had given him something from my heart. And when I got there the following morning, I said to myself, if the president cannot procrastinate, nor will I in the future. And then I just also remember going one more event. It was in New Hampshire, and it was during the primaries. It was snowing really hard. And he and Ted Williams came to the campaign office, and boy, you would have just thought that that he was, man, he was so grateful for all the folks who had volunteered. And so he will be truly, truly missed by me.
And have you kind of kept in contact with him over the years, or him and the Bush family?
Well, I was the only candidate that he endorsed. Only one of a handful of candidates that he endorsed back in 2012. And he wrote one of the best letters that I've ever had. And so, yeah, I've tried to stay in touch with him. But, you know, the older people get, the more difficult, but yeah, he was, you know, we had a really, really good tight fraternity of individuals who also worked with him. And so we all stay in touch.
Okay, and then last two couple questions is like you mentioned at the beginning that where you grew up, Republicans were kind of taboo. So would you say that he influenced where you ended up politically, kind of, or?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I grew up around the corner from Snoop Dogg. I don't think there's anyone in my family that's ever voted for a Republican except for my brother, possibly. I doubt if they would have ever voted for me because being a Republican. But when I did my research about him, I saw that he was colorblind, and he did a lot to help the African-American community. And so that influenced me tremendously. And I looked at his policies and I said to myself that we agree on 100% of everything. And so then I contrasted that with my beliefs that were in the Democratic Party at the time. And I probably agreed about, 50 to 70%. So he was very influential in me switching from becoming a Democrat to a Republican.
All right. Is there anything you want to add about just what makes him unique or anything else that I didn't ask?
Well, I think his most unique characteristic was his humility. He was very, very humble. And he embraced everyone. He embraced Bill Clinton. He embraced Barack Obama. He embraced anyone who followed him in the office of the presidency because he wanted to see this country succeed. And I've always told people the same thing that whoever the president is, we have to support them. We have to, because if we don't, future generations will suffer. And he was probably the best example of any president who has not said any bad thing about future presidents, but just to encourage them to do what is right for America.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you talking to me today.
No, well, thank you too, okay?
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.